on the KSRO live line with us from the United Way of the Wine Country. Suzanne Yeomans is here. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I am well. Thank you for asking, and I'm happy to have you here. United Way of the Wine Country has been very, very busy since October, huh?
We have been, and enjoying every minute. It's been a real honor, and I wanted to thank you ahead of time for all the... There were so many people telling us they were pinned to KSRO during the fires, and so many of our volunteers actually heard about the need United Way had through you and called us to volunteer. So thank you.
Thank you. I'm very thrilled to hear about that, and our commitment as yours continues throughout and beyond our recovery, which we think is going to take a while. And yet here we are. It's something we certainly weren't thinking about in October, but we kind of have to now that. The beginning as of yesterday, it's tax time already.
It is.
And I love
it is already.
I love the name of your program. It's called Earn It, Keep It, Save It.
Right.
And you're talking
it's
about
a mouthful, but it says a lot.
Yeah, you're talking about your own money, and you're also talking about how the United Way of the Wine Country is helping some of the residents here in the North Bay, particularly this year, help out with their own tax situation. And what kind of folks are we talking about, Suzanne?
Well, we're talking about a lot of people. We're talking about typically anyone who makes about less than $54,000 combined household income or so. We never really turn anyone away, but we that's usually about our average filer, I think, is $24,000 living in Sonoma County on a combined
income.
How
is that possible?
I ask that every day, and I meet the people who are living on that income, and I'm just inspired, and it just drives the work we do here, because they are doing it, and they're doing it in some really elegant ways, and making a lot of really hard choices. And too many families in Sonoma County and other regions they're struggling to make ends meet, even in a two-parent household, with both people having a full-time job, and that's the reality.
And we have a lot of seniors, too, and a lot of times seniors don't make that much money every year either because they're on fixed incomes.
That's right, and we serve more and more seniors every year. AARP does a great job in serving them as well, but one of the things we found out about, is that you can call 211 and make an appointment with us at one of our many tax sites, 13 sites in Sonoma County alone, whereas with AARP, many times you can't make an appointment. And for seniors, I think this is ultimately just super important that they can have an appointment time that's just for them. They know we're going to be here. They don't have to come and wait in line. So we're really loving that we're seeing more and more seniors every year.
Yeah, and I think that's going to continue to be true as our community continues to age. Right now, it seems, I believe the last number I heard was that about a quarter of our population were senior citizens in Sonoma County. So that is a huge, huge part of our community. So somebody calls, and all you have to do is call 211, which is, I hope, by now, a better known entity in Sonoma County than it was before the October fires, because there's so much available at the other end of that 211 call. And so that you can make an appointment with you at the United Way for some tax assistant, and you'll help us fill out the forms, figure out, what we've got to do. And a lot of people are wondering, Suzanne, this year, what about the new tax law? Is that going to affect us? It probably won't affect us for last year, but are there things that we ought to plan for this year with regard to all of that?
Right, and those are all good questions. The best thing to do is that when people do call 211, they make their appointment at a time and a date and a place that works for them. They come in for their tax appointment. And really, I always say it's the gateway to just more asset building, because while they're here, we're doing their taxes with them, not just for them. And within that conversation and what I call this listening project about their lives and where else they're struggling, we can hook them up to so many more avenues of information. We can answer some of the questions about next year, although some of it is unknown, but what we can do is to have them really go to their HR departments and talk about whether or not they should change any kind of withholdings, or what documents should they possibly hold on to and that they didn't come in with this year. So we do that. The other thing that we're so excited about is this is the second year that United Way, in partnership with Catholic Charities, has come together with this great initiative called the Savings and Credit Ready Program, and talk about really changing someone's financial life. After you get your taxes done here, you can choose to go over there and enroll in one of their programs or just drop in. You can improve your credit. They'll pull your credit for free. They'll help you increase your savings. You can sign up for CalFresh, Medi-Cal. You can look at all sorts of other resource assistance. And most importantly, you can also learn how to prepare for an emergency, which I think a lot of people have never thought
about. Wait a minute. prepare for an emergency? What a fantastic idea that we have learned, some of us too late, how to do.
That's right. And some of people think that's collecting water in your garage, but it's really about putting away just a little bit of money here and there, you know, that you won't even miss. The behavioral part of just starting to save, thinking about, you know, if my car breaks down, I can't get to work. That's a huge impact. Do I have enough money to fix my car? Do I have, you know, enough money to do the things I need to do? And we start really small. We make it possible so that everyone who thinks they can't save, is really struggling to get by and living paycheck to paycheck, we incentivize savings. We do it in fun ways, and we do it in realistic ways that work for everybody. We're not telling them they can't do something. You know, we're encouraging them to just try. And you'd be surprised how many people decide, you know what, I'm going to do this with some real support and ongoing support. Not just, here's some information and good luck, but this partnership with Catholic Charities is really going to hold them through the whole process of making some very behavioral changes.
And what about, you probably heard of this, Suzanne, before, but some of us have experienced maybe not paying our taxes 1 year or paying too little or whatever. Mm-hmm. Are those the kinds of questions that can be brought to you also?
Of course. I just went and had my taxes done by our program just the other day. And
oh, fantastic.
Great advice. Yeah, because as my children age and as my life situation changes, my tax return looks different every year, and there's different things to consider. And that's the educational piece that we give. We're not just, you're not just walking into a tax site, paying an average of $300 to get your taxes done and walking out none the wiser. You are walking into information. You're walking into a community member who's gone, through countless hours of training and IRS certification and background checks, and this person knows how to advise you, knows how to guide you through understanding your own, really empowering you to understand your own financial life. And that's beyond taxes. Taxes is just one day you come in and do this thing that everyone's terrified. But I cannot tell you the hugs we get, the mm-hmm. gratitude, the disbelief that this is not just free, but quality. We have actually, our program nationally has a higher accuracy rate than many paid preparers out there because every single tax return gets a double check on it. So we're super proud of the accuracy rates and the talent of our 200. I think this year we've got 250 volunteers.
Wow.
So we're really excited. And
that is fantastic. And I want to repeat that this service is absolutely free to people who need it, correct?
Yes. Thank you, Pat. We actually say 100% free because I asked, why do we have to put 100% in front of it? And people said, because people think that if it's free, it must not be quality. Or maybe it's free to file your federal, but then you get to the state and we're going to charge you on that end.
And none of
it's
that's true.
Completely, totally free. No, and many of your online software packages where people go in and it says free filing, they get halfway through their tax return and maybe the federal is free and you've done an hour and a half, 5 hours on your taxes, but then they get you when you go to file your state.
Yeah, and plus, so why would you want to put yourself through that in the first place? Because it's just too taxing on the brain, never mind the actual tax money.
Right.
Yeah.
And we did 5,700 tax returns last year, and we brought back $7.6 million of refund back into our community. Every dollar is assessed at going out to the community 12 times. So you can imagine how that money gets reinvested in our community. And
now, is this a new leg of the United Way? Because I had not heard about this before this year.
Oh, that makes me really happy, actually. No, it's not a new leg. We've been doing this for years. But what used to happen, I think about 7 or 8 years ago, this was happening here and there within our community. The United Way offered to be the backbone organization, and we've collected all these incredible community partners, Catholic Charities, Community Action Partnership, the county. The county itself is the biggest advocate and funder of our program, and we could not do this without the county. They know the urgency. They see the urgency every day with their clients, and so they've supported us to help do this. We've got La Luz Center, Empire College, Corazon Healdsburg is a brand new site this year. We finally have a Roanoke Park site and the Roanoke Park Health Center. So when people call 211, they're going to find a place that they can go and get their taxes done. And United Way serves as the backbone organization of the coalition bloodline that pulls everyone together to work together to make an impact that nobody could do just on their own.
I like to think of it as a giant goodie bag, you know?
It is.
It really is, because you go in for one thing and you find out about five others you didn't even know about, let alone that they could help you too. It's a great program. And as I understand it, Suzanne, there will be ongoing appointments available beginning in February, which of course is this week, February, and rolling through about mid-April?
That's right. Actually, we started our kickoff last Saturday.
We did
44 tax returns, and we got things rolling. So you can call 211 today and make your appointment. We run all the way through really late April. April 17th is the deadline if you owe taxes, but our program goes on a little bit longer than that just to, you know, get some of those late stragglers who are waiting for paperwork and don't know. We also can offer to file people 3 years back. So if you make an appointment to do your 2017, and you've missed the last couple of years, you can go ahead and file. And that's important because part of our messaging is many, many people who are really struggling to get by in Sonoma County, they're not required to file, right? The IRS has told them you don't make enough money, so you're not required to file.
Right.
Well, these are the people who can benefit the most from things like the earned income tax credit. That income limit has been really doubled this year. So even if you're not required to file, it's not a bad idea if you had earned income to call 211, make an appointment, and come see, because you are probably one of those people that doesn't know about this credit and who's leaving thousands of table and money on the table.
Yeah, we don't want it on the table. We want it in your pocket.
That's right.
Earn it.
Yeah, we want it back
keep
in our
it,
county.
Save it. That's the idea, and it's a great program and a great offshoot of what the United Way does for the wine country. Suzanne, I'm so glad to hear about it, and we'll check in with you again probably about mid-February and talk about where the process is and how there is still time to get this done.
That's absolutely right, and we're honored to be able to do it. Thank you so much again for your outreach efforts, and again, anyone can just call 211, and we'd be happy to make this work for them. We can't wait to meet them. We absolutely fall in love with our clients. So,
and by the way, it's 100% free. Did I get that right?
100% free.
Okay, good.
Yes, you did.
Very good. Suzanne, thanks so much for being with us, and continue the good work. We sure need it, and we appreciate it.
Thank you. We're here for the county, and they're here for us, so we really appreciate you as well. Thank you.
All right.
You.
That is Suzanne Yeoman. She is the Financial Stability Program Officer for United Way of the Wine Country. 211 gets you there from here.